The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Except Linda is on assignment this morning. The huge efforts yesterday on the Think Pink, the Sundial Bridge, people down at KIXE and at the post office handing out stuff. And then Westside Wines last night was doing a pouring of rosé wine. Of course, and to raise money for breast cancer awareness here up here in the North State. A lot of interesting things were happening yesterday. But good morning, everybody. It's 7 after 7 here. Our phone lines are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. So, how about yourself?
What's your day been like?
It's been pretty good. I woke up and then I came to work.
That was it so far?
That's been it so
far. What about the week?
The week has been pretty good, pretty nice. Yeah.
Pretty nice.
I'm looking forward to some cooler weather.
And, well, let's hope. What's the weather report say for next week?
All right. Well, today we're going to get a high of 88, low of 61. Tomorrow, actually, we might get some rain. Chance of rain before 11, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11. Partly sunny with a high near 75. And then Sunday, we're looking at a high of 79, low of 56. Monday, 82. Tuesday, 87, and Wednesday, 88. So we're finally cooling down and getting that rain we need.
Yeah, it looks like it, which is kind of cool. I mean, I'm glad that, yep. You know, we're past the triple digits, and now our double digits are in the 80s, it looks like. Maybe we can stay like that.
Yep.
It's been a hot year, it appears like. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, where they have been in the business well over 70 years. And they are rated in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for the third year in a row. Yeah, in the nation. And not only that, their cardiac unit is rated in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well, and they obviously are. Hey, I'm sitting here, of course. If it's Friday, it's Haven Humane and Pet of the Week.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
And I'm turning up my ear phones here. Because they were interviewing Ted Nugent yesterday here in the studio. I'm on a phone call, and one of our shows, Sovereign Minds, and they were all in here, three or four of them all talking to Nugent, and they have a 40-minute interview. I think it'll be this weekend. But everybody adjusts things so they can. It works for them. I mean, so you got to. But then they don't know how to adjust them back. But, they don't know how much to go. So we just all are adjusting things all the time around here. Okay, how are you?
Good. My wife has that same problem with the car seat. She'll adjust it up but won't adjust it back.
And she'll say something to the effect that you leave the toilet seat up when you could just drop it down.
Correct.
And you say to her that, well, look, why don't you put it up then after you use it for me? But trust me, that argument has never worked, nor will it ever work. We have a cutie here.
A little chihuahua here named Taco. Very, very original name.
Very original name, yeah.
We didn't name him that.
Probably not a politically correct name either. It probably should be Fernando.
Something like that. So Taco, he came into our shelter as a stray about a week ago, and he was microchipped when he came into our shelter. Unfortunately, we were not able to track down his current owners, so Taco's still sitting in our shelter. He's an amazing little dog. He's like a tan on his legs and his forearms, and then as he goes higher up onto his body, it's a darker brown almost. He's got a real black muzzle, really, really pretty chocolate brown eyes that just stare right into you, and he's got little radar dishes for ears. Literally, he hears noises and you see him turn like the radar dishes do. And quite the little character. He's great with every animal that we've introduced him to. We've introduced him to a bird, to our office cat, to other dogs. And he just wants to play with everybody. Every person that he meets, he runs right up to, and he just wants to say hi and jump all over him and give him kisses.
So he's been... So Tucko's been treated well when he was brought up and everything. He gets along with everybody.
He loves everybody.
Other animals?
It loves all other
loves
animals.
Loves everything.
Everything.
Okay, all right, well... That's kind of cool when you see that, you know, when you see a dog that's not afraid and all these things. So,
well, especially a Chihuahua. You know, he's not a little shaky Chihuahua. He's probably 10 to 15 pounds,
that's
somewhere
a big
in
Chihuahua.
There. Yeah, he's a mix.
It's a macho Chihuahua. Okay.
Macho Taco.
Macho Taco. This is... No sour cream. Okay. Now, how do we get this dog?
So you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. And now through the 24th, Taco and all his buddies at the shelter are only $75 to adopt in honor of Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, which is this whole month of October.
That's right. And so, okay, tell me that again. And the price is reduced.
The price is reduced down to $75. That's for Taco and all of his friends that we have at our shelter. That's now through the 24th.
Okay, now the way you said that, for $75 you get Taco and all of his friends. You mean
Taco or his friends.
Or his friends, all at $75, because you come down and pay for Taco and you get 15 dogs.
We give
whether
you 15
you
if you want.
Whether you want them, or do y'all give specials like if you take 5 dogs?
We do make deals with people if they buy in bulk.
If they buy in bulk, okay. I imagine you probably do that with the kittens, too. Like,
yes.
Oh, you can have a box full of kittens here for $12 a piece.
We have the crazy cat lady starter boxes.
I saw that. I sent that to my friend who has cats, and she found that not amusing at all. It was. She said that wasn't funny. You know, like, well, yeah, it is, you know. Anyway, okay. One more time. Haven Humane. You just go on down and pick them up. This is just a great-looking dog. Send us a photo of him. We'll put them up on the website. You know, this is a good. You know, Linda takes El Killer up to Benton Dog Park all the time. And there's all these ladies and guys are out there with their dogs. And I swear that there's 20 of these little dogs running around. And Taco would fit right in there.
He would.
Yeah, because he's not aggressive, and those dogs aren't aggressive. And all the dogs play and run around. And it gives you so much. It gives you so much in your house. And if you're by yourself, or maybe you lost an animal, that this is a good dog to pick. And he's going to be, he can just come into the house and take over your heart.
Yes, he can. And he will.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us.
You betcha. Well, you know, you could use another dog, Eric.
No, I'm good.
You can't use another dog?
I'm good with my zero dogs.
You're zero dogs?
Yeah.
You have zero dogs?
Zero dogs right now.
I think you're a communist. What do you mean? You're zero dogs? How could you be zero? Well, you got what?
I have two kids.
Oh,
I have two kids.
So you have two kids, zero dogs. Is that because? So do you pet your kids?
Yeah, occasionally. Give them a treat here and there.
Yep. And roll over.
Exactly. Yeah. Make them do tricks.
Yeah, my wife didn't like that when I taught our daughter to, when she was just, you know, the walking around stage.
Yeah.
Said, you want the bottle?
That's great.
Yeah, that was just didn't go over really big. That and the spitting. I taught her to spit one time. And just because we were out in the woods, so I said, I'm going to teach you how to spit. But she saw me spitting because I was chewing back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then so she just took it right up, not the chewing part, but the spitting
right,
part.
Right, of course.
Because little kids like to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your kids spit?
I haven't quite taught them to spit
you
yet.
You haven't taught them to spit yet?
No.
When you do it, you have to teach them how to rub their mouth with the back of their sleeve. That really gets the wife going. And then maybe the sound of, that pushed her over the top, I think, right then. So, hey, tomorrow, Amos and Sherry Goldsberry are hosting a Veterans Quilting Bee for veterans at the Vets Hall on Yuba Street. They're going to be there Saturday and Sunday. And just to let you know that they made 57 quilts last year they gave for veterans, and it's such a great, great effort there. If you want to go on down, head on down to the Vets Hall on Yuba Street. There are going to be a lot of people down there quilting. And if you've never quilted before, you might learn something. Or, you know what, you can find somebody to do a quilt for you. Have you ever wanted your own special quilt? Have you ever wanted your own special quilt, Eric?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I did was I rode my motorcycle everywhere. And so every time you go to a place, you get I was there T-shirts. You know?
Yep.
And I had all these T-shirts stacked up that I didn't wear from all over the world, literally. And I found this girl that said, yeah, I do quilts. And for, gosh, I don't know, $250, something like that for me, she made a quilt of these shirts. Took 20 shirts to make a quilt.
Wow.
And, you know, and then you have the, you know, the lining and everything in it. But it's just kind of, you know, everywhere from Tombstone, Arizona to Saudi Arabia to Iraq.
Wow.
All those are in this quilt.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, places where I've been.
No, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and then you can hand it down to your kids later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they'll try and figure out, what's a quilt? No. Is that in my iPad? Hey, we're going to take a break here. But the I want you to remember that Strikeout Domestic Violence Bowl Fund is going to be on October the 23rd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And you can get register with the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. Give them a call at 225-5220. And the thing, it's only $24 for a team of four. Includes 2 hours of bowling and shoe rental. And it's Striking Out Domestic Violence. All the proceeds go to one safe place. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week. Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buenaventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.com.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward, my co-host here. Good morning. It's Friday. It's the 16th of October. It's 20 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees out there, going up to 88 today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield repair business can do. It offers a full money back guarantee if you can't fix it. In fact, Jeff Wurst, a veteran with a great deal of integrity, looks at a windshield. If you can't work on it, if you can't fix it, then he'll just tell you that. He's not going to take your money and fool around with it and just keep fooling around with it. Anything from a chip to a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix that. Give him a call at 241-8373 or just stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. Gary.
Glad to be back. Thank you.
It's been too long, buddy.
I know. Yeah.
So what's going on with you all out there at the Wind River Resort and Casino? And
you know, we got a really busy month. October is really busy every week. We got the fights coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
They're always good. And, you know, we got the big Halloween bash coming up towards the end of the month, and that's always fun. We got Sir Mix-a-Lot coming. A lot of people like him.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, it's good, crazy, but really fun. We're having fun. So, yeah, it's been a good year.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And the we have a great time every time we're out there, and it seems like we're out there almost every week because something is happening. And you all host so many events out there.
And you know, yeah, I think people are finding out that it's a safe place to go to in town.
It is.
You know, we like to make it safe. People can have fun. You know, you don't have to worry about things when you're out there and just enjoy yourself.
Well, you know, and I, like I said, I've been there many, many times because so many events are there. And I've never seen a problem. I'm not saying they don't happen. So, you know, people go, oh, no, things happen. Well, anytime there's alcohol and people, or anytime there's just people, a lot of times it's just, you know, you can have some problems. But like I said, I've never seen any. And I've been out there a lot.
Yeah, we have the normal like everybody, but we take care of it real quick and
you know, we were talking about it and saying, well, you know what, there's no bar around here you can really dance at. And
that's because
every bar or place where you could dance, where they had it, they all shut down because of trouble. Yeah. You know, they got their liquor license pulled and all that. And y'all have been, you know.
Well, we started experiencing that when the club started expanding a little bit, like we're expanding it right now, Overtime, the lounge. We had this crowd that started coming in and kind of trying to take it over, be honest with you, and we just let them know. It's not going to happen. You need to go somewhere else.
Yeah. There's more. We'll just bring in more people here than you guys have got, and you're not going to like it.
We just got security a little bit. And, you know.
Well, really, so people, they wanted to come in and kind of just take the whole thing over, huh?
Oh, yeah. They come in and they start intimidating people. They try to do this, and then what happens is our crowd doesn't want to deal with that stuff, you know.
And so then their own crowd will be there.
But we said, no, we're not going to do that because I don't want that kind of crowd there. So.
Well, that's good. You know, and you think about it, that I guess, you know, was it Roadhouse all over again?
Oh, yeah. Well, instead of going there, because what I did was said, let's have the presence there because our security is in suits. We don't have the badge and stuff, but the presence is all you need.
Usually.
Yeah.
You got some pretty big guys there.
Yeah, they take care of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, instead of doing I used to call the, back in the day, PR, pound and release.
Yep.
We're not in that game anymore. It's more presence.
Presence and request.
Exactly.
Instead of pound and release.
Exactly.
Hey, we're here, and I wish you guys wouldn't do that, or we're going to go into the second. We're going to go into our second phase of customer service here.
We
grab you and throw you completely out and watch how many times you
bounce.
That's
a whole other initiative.
Another initiative right there.
We're going to avoid that one.
Oh, okay. Hey, what are things going on out there? I know that you all are just, every time I turn around besides the I went to the State of the Tribe. And that's one of the reasons that Glenn's coming in today.
Yeah.
And because I'm close to Maria and you and us, and I think I know what's going on out there, but that just completely blew me away about the second clinic.
That was really something that just came up, and it was sort of an opportunity for the tribe, but it was also something we thought would be awesome for the community.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's when we're going to talk about it here today.
So, and that guy's
so we're not going to talk about it yet, even though I've already mentioned it several times, but we're not going to talk about it until he comes in.
Yeah, no, that guy's a stud.
It. Yeah.
And, we worked together back when he was just a youngster, when he was becoming a nurse.
Yeah.
He was my security manager back in the day. When he was like
one of those PR guys.
Oh, he was awesome. Oh, he was old school.
He was old school.
No, we got a lot. It's just things are so awesome. Like I missed you at the event because I was in Las Vegas interviewing architects for a future project that I'd like to discuss more, but I'll discuss with you later. But
okay.
I was interviewing them for some stuff, and I missed the event because I had to
And I didn't see you there, and I thought, well, that's strange, you know that because I know you're there all the time. You live there.
Yeah,
and,
pretty much.
So, well, good. So, new that we can't talk about, though, huh? Well, on the air.
We're getting close.
We're getting close. No. You got to do when it's ready.
It's good stuff, though.
I just want, you know, after I went to the State of the Tribe and came back, and again, we're going to talk about it at 8 o'clock, and so we can get more in-depth about it. But just the things that you all have done, $2 million, at least $2 million in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think we're getting up to $2.5 million almost now. Yeah.
And every year, you know, another $100,000, $150,000 you give out to different nonprofits, schools, veterans groups. I mean, you're one of the few that does anything for the veterans groups, too. I mean that.
And we're finally expanding.
I don't mean
that.
I mean a large scale, you know, organization like yourself.
And this year we're expanding. We want to do something for Veterans Day coming up. We want.
Oh, great.
Finally. Some really fun stuff.
Well, you're a veteran. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, I come from the aerospace dining facility side of the house, and, you know, but. It's all good.
That meant you had plastic forks to eat your MREs with, where we just ate with our fingers. See, there was a difference there. They had plastic forks, we didn't.
Well, so. I used to talk to my friends in the other branch, and I would stay at Howard Johnson's, and, you know, when I traveled, and I
almost spit on you then. You know, they had a mouthful of coffee, and there you went. Well, you know, okay, this is a true story. You got a couple of minutes. When I checked in on independent duty in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I went to Kirtland Air Force Base. And I went in, I said, you got any rooms? And they said, geez, oh, the BOQ is filled up visiting officers' quarters. And I went, oh. But we have visiting staff and CO quarters. And I said, that's fine. So I go in there, and I go into this room. It's like 1980. I go into this room, and it's got TV, refrigerator, nice big bed, closets, and everything. I'm going, wow, this is pretty good. You know, and so I go down, and the desk clerk's apologizing to me. So I'm really sorry you had to. I said, oh, no, this is really great. This is really a good room. And he says, wait a minute. He runs out. He comes back in with the manager of the whole complex. He says, tell him what you told me. I said, this is really a great room. You know, I mean, you know, this is better than any BOQ I've ever stayed in. You know, you're visiting staff officer, staff NCO quarters. He goes, yeah, he said, the last two guys that came in were E6s that said it was subpar, and then we have to put them out in town. That was my introduction to Air Force billeting. It was subpar because you guys must be.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. You know,
it doesn't surprise
you.
You know,
there's been plenty of times that you all have been out in places like Somalia living just like the rest of us and thriving. Yeah. So, but, you know, that was always a big difference, it seemed like. Air Force had a certain way of treating. I mean, they really treated their people well.
They did. They did.
At least, you know, for the most part. I mean, there's always things. But they would keep them in bases for like 10 years. And so they'd go from one duty unit to another so they could have stability for their families. They got promoted quick up to a certain rank. Then it was a lot slower because nobody was getting out because they loved it so much.
That was my experience, but it was good.
Well, good. Hey, I'm here with Gary Hayward, who is what's your – your title changes.
Okay. So I'm the general manager. Also right now I'm the president of Ready Ranch Rios Economic Development Corporation.
Okay.
So I have two cards going. So.
All right.
And I'm not sure who I am sometimes. But – so I'm open for business on both sides.
Well, we're going to be able to talk about that. We've got a guest coming in at 7:30, Dr. Kara Tennant, who's a veterinarian here in town, and she is just outstanding. But we're going to catch up on the Reading Rancheria Economic Development Commission?
Yes.
Committee? Commission.
Corporation.
Corporation.
Yep.
And we're going to catch up on that and then everything that Reading Rancheria is doing with the new clinic.
Nice.
And all that. Okay? So, hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Gary Hayward, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 7:30 here on Friday, the 16th of October.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward, my co-host in magic today.
Glad to be back.
Oh, yeah. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, another veteran-owned business. We like doing business with veteran-owned businesses. Oh, locally yeah. owned, locally operated. Espresso Joe's there. It gets you any type of coffee you want on Hilltop Drive. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium anywhere in Northern California with electronic cigarettes if you want that, or any type of tobacco accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is just fabulous. All of this, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Gary and I are welcoming Dr. Kara Tennant.
Good morning.
Good morning, morning from the
Care Animal Hospital.
Care Animal Hospital, and it's on Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is the third time you've been on.
Yeah.
Third or fourth. You've become a pre-expert. She's going to get her own, you know, earphones here. She's going to come in, plug in, go, okay, I'm ready, guys. You know, just go get a cup of coffee. I'll take it.
I don't know about that.
Okay. A lot of things are happening. This is October, so next month, because you'll be on before Thanksgiving to warn people what not to feed their dogs and kitties. But you said you've got something else that's going on that people want to help them, help their puppies.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about anti-inflammatories because this happens all the time where you have a dog who or cat who starts limping at home and you think, oh, you know, maybe I'll try some pain medication for him at home. And then if he's not better, maybe I'll bring him to the vet. And then the owner gives ibuprofen or aspirin or Tylenol. And I wanted to talk about that because it happens probably on a weekly basis for me.
Because people bring the dog in afterwards.
Absolutely.
Or their animal in afterwards.
Yep. And a lot of those drugs are actually really toxic. Ibuprofen is toxic. Tylenol can be toxic, especially to a cat. And aspirin,
wow.
Probably the safest anti-inflammatory to give, but it takes a dog a long time to metabolize it. So if they're limping, and then the aspirin doesn't work because it's really not great for pain, and then they bring them in to me, then there's not really a lot I can do because I have to wait before I can give any animal anti-inflammatories. Because if I do both at the same time, I can ulcerate the GI tract.
Wow. I didn't know that. Because I had a chow, and he lived to 17, which is crazy for a chow.
That is very old.
And in fact, the vet started telling me he just loves you guys. That's why he's hanging out.
Well, that's cool.
But I had issues with that with him, and fortunately, I waited when we took him to the vet regularly, and they said it's a good thing you didn't. I wanted to give him ibuprofen or felt bad for him.
You hear that?
Tips,
You just hear that. Just give him a little Benadryl. How about Benadryl?
Benadryl is very safe.
Okay, see, because I think a vet told me one time to give, how much does the dog weigh? It's okay, you make it this much, but you can give them Benadryl for, they give little allergies or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I didn't know dogs could have allergies, and they're sneezing.
Yeah, I got a little one that does that.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can call your vet for your dog.
Well, as long as we're talking about this, and you see this on survival shows and prepper shows, that the drugs that you give your animals can be used on you. Is that true?
A lot of them you can't, because a lot of the drugs we use are actually used, they started out with
people.
Humans. Yeah.
So
but a lot of the human drugs are...
Yeah, but can't be gone. Okay, so you tested a lot of these drugs that you can use on animals on humans then?
So when they do drug testing, they always do animals first. And then when it passes the animals, then they go to primates, and then it goes to humans.
Okay, then humans. But then it goes back to the animals because it must be safe now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what kind of – because I see things like you could buy – there's certain things that cost – if you went into a store and bought them, it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get them at the vets, it's a lot cheaper. It's just a lot stronger.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of them can be cheaper. And then and then on the same note, a lot of the medications we use are used – can be used for humans, and you can get that at your human pharmacy with a prescription. So
it's really
it can
strange.
Go both ways.
Yeah. I was just wondering about that because, it was big. What was it? They used to be taking these horse sedatives for some kind of high people used to get.
No, I've heard of it. Yeah,
because it had something to do with, this will knock a horse out. Oh, yeah, but those guys are on it right now. Okay, so what other – okay, so they – all right.
All right.
Let's get yourself under control there, doctor. Okay. So we don't want to give our own anti-inflammatories to your dogs.
Right.
And cats.
Right.
Okay. What is the – we talk about this, but I think we need to bring it up again. The condition that affects our animals more than anything that you see.
Mm. I would say allergy in this area.
Okay.
Fleas. Especially. And upset stomach.
Upset. Really?
Vomiting, diarrhea.
Wow.
Yeah. And those are probably my top three.
Top three and they're coming in. But you told me one time, you said the one thing you always notice, too, is that most of the animals they bring in are packing a few pounds.
They're packing a few pounds.
I got to say, I could see that. I had an issue with my little one, and I felt bad. And the vet said, hey, you got to, Dr. King, that's who we go to, but she said, you got to cut back. But I wanted to, spoil her. Well, I was killing her.
Well, that was it, Oh, she just looks so cute there. She's just one little piece of turkey. Just one little piece of turkey.
Well, and they do that thing, and they look at you and raise one arm and do all that stuff. And, they play up to you,
roll over, kind of looking at you with those eyes.
Of course.
How can you not, Dr. Tennant, I think you're being really cruel to tell us we can't. Fatten up our dogs.
It's so tough.
I still snig it to her.
They give you that look.
Yeah.
But you think about a 10-pound dog probably needs about 300 calories in a day, and you think about, half a piece of bacon, how many calories is in that? You're going to give them their, that's a third of their calorie count for the whole day.
So I have a question. So,
I didn't even think of that one.
So I hear this, but I want to now have a doctor in front of me. So what's the deal with chocolate and dogs? Because I hear that's really bad.
Yeah, and chocolate's toxic to dogs, not only because of the caffeine, something called theobromine also.
Okay.
And it causes seizures and coma. But
I've heard that. I know
I'd always heard, too, is that chocolate was bad for dogs.
It is bad for
dogs. And then I think we talked about it one time, too, but people don't, they don't realize it. And here's the danger, too, is during all the holiday season, what do you do? People get candy and chocolate, and you leave it on the coffee table or you leave it in places, you know, where ordinarily, because you don't worry about it, because you don't usually have it there.
Right.
And your dogs get into it.
Oh, yeah. And we see a lot of pancreatitis, too, because they eat so much chocolate. If you, you know, a whole box of chocolate. Oh. But the more the darker the chocolate, the more toxic it is. So milk chocolate and white chocolate being, you know, the least, and then dark chocolate, baking chocolate.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And they love it.
They love it.
They just eat it. Yeah, just, okay.
Well, and I have a, and I feel bad because I had a have a thing for peanut butter chocolate chip cookies, right? And I like to share with her, and I had to quit because I heard that. So,
oh, yeah. Well.
She's only weighs 2.5 pounds, so.
You've got
she's so tiny.
You've got a 2.5 pound dog.
Yeah, and I have a pillow that I, it's her pillow. So when I get home, I have to put the pillow on my lap, and that's, she, yeah, it's hers. But,
you know, if you have not met Gary Hayward, and a lot of people don't. Gary is, like we said, he's an Air Force guy, a veteran, but he's also a mixed martial artist kind of guy, and hair short, and he, you know, he could tear down the studio here. This is a big guy. Could tear down, and when I hear you've got a 2.5 pound dog you carry around on a pillow.
Yeah, her name's Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell! I just love this. I mean, this is sharing here.
Yeah, she's you know. Mine.
Now, talk about other things. Yeah, it's not as big around as your bicep, there, buddy. You know. Anyway, these packets of medicine you take that, you know, you can put in the water. You know, it's the airborne, that kind of stuff. I was the one time I was, I mean, one of the few times I'm ever sick, but I'm just laying there and I was taking airborne, and the dog was on the bed, and the dog had her back turned to me. She has her back turned to me. And her head's moving. I know she's trying to hide something. So I reached around there, and she's got a little purple face from eating this airborne. And so I look at it, and I call. You know, of course, it's on a Sunday. And I called the vet, emergency, you know, and they said, well, what is it? I said, well, it's this airborne pack. And the first thing they said, oh, no, I let them, they're pre-op. He said, I'm sure she'll be okay. And they said, well, wait a minute, what's in it? And I read through everything, and when I got down to zinc, they said, bring her in.
Wow.
Because zinc will go right to their, I don't know, was it kidneys?
Liver.
And so when I said that, there we went. And,
wow.
Or I should say is my wife came home from and took the dog down there, and they made her divest herself of all this stuff. Wow. I didn't realize zinc. So if they get into some of these little packets like that, you think, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. That dog could have been hurt from that, even if it's a small amount.
Yeah. I'd always call your vet.
Yeah.
The other thing is xylitol. Which is a fake sugar that you find in a lot of sugarless gum. And also they're starting to put it in peanut butters now, like a lot of the powdered peanut butters or the new nut butters they're making that are not peanut butter.
Yeah.
And that's very toxic to dogs, and they don't need very much of that.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So the sugars you're talking about, would they be like in those like packets of like sweetener you put into your coffee?
I don't. Oh, you know what? I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering because if it was, I mean, that stuff's laid around everywhere. Mm-hmm. Dogs get into that in a second.
Oh. The most common thing I see is a pack of gum. They'll get into somebody's purse, eat the pack of gum. It's got xylitol in it.
And what do you
have
do?
Have to come in.
What do you do then?
Wow.
Just.
So if it's pretty recent, we try to make them vomit to see if we can get it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need IV fluid therapy, check blood work. It causes liver failure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And if it's too late? Oh. Oh.
Not good.
Oh, okay. So if your dog chews up some gum, you want that dog, you want to get her in right away.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And bring the wrapper if you can.
Hey, tell everybody where your hospital's at. Where's your clinic? Where's that?
Oh, on
at?
20 Hilltop Drive.
20 Hilltop Drive. Mm-hmm. So it's as you're coming up Cypress then. Are you on the side where the dollar store is on that side? If you were coming up on Cypress?
On the other side.
You're on the other side there. You pass it all the time.
Yeah, so it's
there.
Where you have Lake Boulevard and Hilltop.
Oh.
Behind Bartell.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. You tell me that. And I'm because I drive by and I'm looking around. I thought, just stop by and see what you've got going today. So you have any sale on shots or something? You know. Okay, Dr. Kara Tennant's our guest. I'm here with Gary Hayward. We're talking about things that aren't good for your dog or cat, and these anti-inflammatories where you may think you're doing your dog a favor or cat a favor. You're not. Other thing, of course, is chocolate during this holiday season. Things are going to start, especially with Halloween coming. There's going to be all types of candy laying around. If the dog gets into that, you might want to go to go to visit the good doctor after that. And if they chew, if they get into chewing gum, I didn't realize this, but if they get into chewing gum, that could be fatal. So you need to also be able to get them down to see her doctor attendant also. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Take and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse. Joan Armatrading at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Haywards here. Getting you ready for the weekend.
Yes.
And things you should do, things you shouldn't do, things you might want to do, but would never do unless you had a friend.
Yes.
Or four friends.
Yes.
There to help you. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Estate jewelry, any type of jewelry you could possibly want at great prices. And if you don't see it, ask Leonard. He will find it for you. No matter what it is or where it is. I know it's a big claim, but he can do it. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the road from Sierra Gibbs. Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call at 222-2750. I'm here, of course, with Gary Haywards, who is the general manager out at Wind River Resort and Casino, but also the president of the Reading Rancheria Economic Development Corporation.
Most recently, yes.
Most recently. Just took that. But, of course, we're here to talk to Dr. Kara Tennant of the CARE Animal Hospital, which is up on 20 Hilltop, which is behind Bartels.
That's right.
There you go. Okay, we talked about things that we've got to watch out for our animals for and all that. You know, I've always wanted to ask you this. What's the most unusual animal you've ever worked on?
You know, when I was in vet school, I got some microchip lemurs.
Lemurs.
So you microchip them.
They microchipped them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Lemurs are a large rodent, if I remember right. Aren't they? Are they small rodents?
Aren't they Madagascar's where they... Is that where they're from, or is that
Central America?
You know what? I don't know.
Well, because I was watching, a thing that we brought up lemurs, and I didn't. They were showing that there were like 10 or 20 different kinds of lemurs, which freaked me out. Like they had them in the mountains. They had them in the it's weird. Like us,
like
the mountains,
us.
The valley, the
everywhere.
Forest, and
they could be. Eric, okay, Eric.
I think it was Madagascar.
It is Madagascar.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew that, though, from the movie Madagascar as well. I don't know if you guys have seen that
that's
one.
That's where I initially got it.
I don't have two kids of your age, so you've probably seen it 100
times.
It
was before I had kids. But
then I watched the show, and it was different types of the, you know, lemur. I'm thinking lemurs, lemurs.
Are these little ones, do they live in the earth? Are these monkeys?
Do they live in the earth? I think they live in trees. I could find that out, too.
Okay.
Well, there's...
Why were you chipping them?
Yeah.
So they could track them?
So we were working at a zoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think about zoos?
Oh, I have mixed feelings. You know, I don't ever like to see animals caged, but they do a lot of conservation and rehabilitation, and then they will re-release them too.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough for me.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you think more now that it's more about that than it used to be?
I think now.
Like,
yeah,
it used
absolutely.
To be like that was something to just show, you know. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, come into the seems like watch this bear in a 10-foot cage.
Seems like people are more aware now, and it's more about the conservation, I think. I mean, seems like.
I think so, too. And they're trying to go to bigger enclaves for them, and then you get out, you know, to like the wild animal parks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're really fun to go through. I mean, I don't know how they I don't know what they. I know they have conservation programs coming, and they do a lot of breeding programs. They had one in San Diego that they were breeding endangered species down there, and it was working.
That's a cool zoo, actually.
Yeah. Around here, the you told us what you see mostly is just, you know, because you work on smaller animals.
I do.
Right.
Yep, dogs and cats mainly. Sometimes some rats and guinea pigs.
Rats and guinea pigs. Does for a veterinarian, do you have like emergency rooms for animals there, or is it just you can? I mean, that may sound funny, but somebody their dog gets hit or something happens to their dog or cat, and they come in there. I mean, do you have you have the ability to do all that kind of stuff there too? Right?
Yep. So as long as we're open, emergencies can come on anytime. So your dog gets hit by a car, you come right in.
Wow.
If it's in the middle of the night, then you go to emergency.
You know, one of the things that I always heard and is that there's how many veterinary schools are there in the United States?
Oh, gosh. I think it's maybe 28. Maybe.
That's it. And that it's harder to get into veterinary school than it is into medical school.
I've heard that. Is that true?
There are less veterinary schools than there are medical schools.
So you've got to be smarter than just, you know, an MD.
So how long does it take to go through?
It's four years of undergrad and then 4 years of vet school.
Wow.
And then from there you can decide if you want to become a specialist or not, and then you can go farther.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So specialties, when you get into specialties, that could be like large animals, or it could be birds, it could be almost anything there.
Yep. And when you go to vet school, you study everything. You're tested on everything. You have to know about birds. You have to know about horses. You have to know about dogs and cats. Lizards.
Turtles.
I mean, you have to know about turtles. You have to know about all of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you have a pet turtle too, right?
No.
Okay. I just thought, you know,
no.
Two and a half pound dog.
You know what? But when I was growing up,
you had a turtle.
Little alligator. It's in Clear Creek somewhere.
Oh no.
Which is why that one area down there is clear of transients.
Right.
The alligator now, 16 feet long.
That's bad.
That's bad. Okay. It was just a thought.
Carl, that was
too much coffee. Okay.
That was good, actually.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I didn't really think about it, but it might have worked.
I watch Lake Placid probably at least once a week. Don't ask me why.
What?
I just
don't even ask me. Don't even ask me why I watch this movie. It's a stupid movie about this huge alligator.
I just watched it.
Did you just watch it?
Yeah.
Hey, do you ever see movies that you just go, oh, this is so wrong?
Yes.
Oh, like what?
I can't think of any off the moment at the moment, but give me a little bit of time.
Okay. I mean, just when you see dogs doing something like, you know, the dog runs up, it draws in the sand. Look, little Timmy's sick. Follow me. You know, I mean, dogs can't do that.
I don't know. Lassie might have been able to do that.
Lassie could do that.
I grew up with Lassie. And, yeah.
Rin Tin Tin. That's my era. Okay. I'm sorry that we just kind of got right off it. We lost it with the crocodile in Lake Placid. Have you seen Lake Placid, the movie?
You got to check it out.
I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll see why we watch it. At least yeah. I watch it all the time. And Linda goes, "Are you watching Lake Placid again?" Well, yeah. It's the only thing that's on the channel. It's the only thing to watch. 843 channels.
Right.
This is the only thing that's on. that I DVR'd it so I can watch it other times too. I don't know why. I really don't. It's something. Maybe I'm just an animal lover down deep.
I need to watch it now.
No, you
gotta
watch
check it.
It
out.
Hey, how many? So there's only so many schools in. It seems like there's just been an explosion in the number of pets that people have.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a real shortage of veterinarians?
I feel like there is. You know, and they're opening new veterinary schools. I think they opened one in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I think they're opening one down there. And so a lot of the vets say, oh, there are too many vets. But, no.
There's not too many vets.
No.
I don't think so, especially in our area. There's, you know, especially here.
Yeah, because you have really a mixture of animals out here. You've got the large animals mm-hmm. and small animals. And I understand large animal vets, it's harder to find large mm-hmm. animal vets nowadays.
It's hard. I mean, those animals are so big and strong, and you're outside, and you know, yeah. it's high risk of getting kicked and being shoved around, and
yeah,
oh yeah,
that would freak me out.
Oh no, we've had horses that we had. I mean, literally tie them to a fence mm-hmm. before the vet could work on. I mean, tie it to the fence and mm-hmm. and lift up a leg. So
I wouldn't want that job. No,
you know, no, and then he's right in the middle of it, and if they're floating teeth or, you know. The horse is not happy, yeah. and there's like 1,200 pounds of something wanting to get in your lap. So, have you ever been injured?
I've been bitten a few times. Mm-hmm. I've been bitten by a couple of dogs, a couple cats.
Is there any type of dog as soon as you see it, you go muzzle that dog? I mean, as soon as it walks in.
A chow.
For real? Hey, but you know what?
Chow's bite.
But you know what's crazy?
What?
My chow. Never bit a person. It did not like other.
What about going to the vet? How did that go?
they had to. We got him shaved every year in the summer because it's so hot here. They had to give him something because he did not like that. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, he was the most awesome dog. Like kids could pull his hair. I mean, he didn't. People, other animals, not good.
Not good around other animals.
We've got
three or four minutes left here. What do you want people to remember out of here besides the Lake Placid thing?
What do you want
people to remember for their animals here? Because it's going to be October 31st and mm-hmm. all Halloween and all that stuff.
If you want to give your pet something from home and you're not sure whether it's safe, you're not sure what the dose is, call your veterinarian first. Because they can give advice and they can say, hey, don't give that. Why don't you give this instead? It's much safer. I'd much rather somebody call me and ask for advice. They don't even, you know, they don't always have to come in. They can just call and ask.
Oh, awesome.
Then give something, and then I've got a sick pet that I can't do a lot for.
So I bet, you know, that hurts, huh?
It's tough.
Is it tough?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you obviously don't get into the business unless you love animals.
Of course.
And you wanted to be a vet for a long time, too.
Yeah, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, wow. Growing up. From the beginning, I want to be a vet, and so right. here you are. It's rare that you get some people that you're living your dream, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. something you've had your whole life.
That's awesome.
We so much appreciate you being on the show.
Oh,
Dr.
thank
Cara
you.
Dr. Cara Tennant from Cara,
yeah, super
Cara
cool
Animal meeting. Hospital. And what's your phone number there?
It's 244-2287.
And if you've got any type of animal questions or things, you know, for your animal, and now you're starting to wonder, gee, did I do that? Give Dr. Tennant a call. Okay? All right. Hey, when we come back after this after the news, we'll be here with another Hayward.
Yes,
here,
my cousin Glenn.
Your cousin Glenn. And we're going to talk about all the things that he's got going here for Reading
New Clinic.
Out of Reading Rattoria. And this new clinic is awesome.
This guy was the best nurse ever.
ever.
And I'm sure people miss him being the nurse, because when you see him, you wouldn't think he's a nurse, but he was the best.
Okay. I'll believe that. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bob, Gary Hayward. This is KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock, 62 degrees out there today on Friday the 16th.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. California can use the rain right now because of that ongoing drought, but yesterday's deluge was a little bit too much too soon in the Los Angeles area, especially with no vegetation to hold the soil in place.
In areas where we haven't had a lot of rain, there's not a lot of good grass or vegetation coverage. It brought the mud just right on down onto the roadways.
As National Weather Service forecaster Kathy Hoxie, work continues, meanwhile, to clear the mud and debris along a stretch of I-5 north of Los Angeles. Jeb Bush says he may be trailing in the polls, but that doesn't mean he cannot become the party's presidential nominee.
We're just starting. The important race is Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. Then you go into the Super Tuesday states, and we're building an organization in all those places.
The former Florida governor told CBS this morning, by the way, he is getting some advice from his brother, former President George W. Bush. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she will continue to try and gain some traction by focusing on what she says is a need for greater anti-gun laws.
I've been told by some to quit talking about this. To quit shouting about this. Well, I'll tell you right now, I will not be silenced, and we will not be silenced.
Mrs. Clinton on a campaign trail yesterday in San Antonio, Texas. The Labor Department says employers advertised fewer job openings in August and kept hiring flat.
Job openings fell to 5.4 million in August from a record 5.7 million the month before. Hiring was little changed to 5.1 million. The number of people quitting jobs was also essentially unchanged from July at 2.7 million. The job market has weakened in the past 2 months, reflecting slower global economic growth.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The major index is holding their own on Wall Street in early trading right now. It's a Dow Jones Industrial Average, up about 15 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
MilitaryBibleStick.com provides God's Word in audio on a digital player to our U.S. military. And every time you provide a military Bible stick for one of our troops, you also give an opportunity for the family back home to receive a free audio Bible as well. $25 right now at MilitaryBibleStick.com, and you will touch the troops and their families.
This has helped me through that struggle when I'm away from my kids and wife.
The Military Bible Stick is a huge blessing for my husband. It's a wonderful way for him to learn more about God's Word.
Those who serve defending our freedom and those they leave behind need support. You can give it to them by sending a Military Bible Stick. Visit MilitaryBibleStick.com. $25 provides the audio New Testament for a troop and their family. Go to MilitaryBibleStick.com or call 800-800-2555. 800-800-2555.
At least 39 people have died after multiple explosions in a Nigerian city. The BBC's Martin Patience has more.
That attack took place inside Maiduguri, the city itself, and it follows hard on the heels of that devastating attack last night when one suicide bomber went into the mosque about 6:30. He blew himself up. There was dozens of people killed and injured. And then when people moved in to help, a second suicide bomber set off his explosives, causing yet more carnage. Parts of the mosque then collapsed, leading to further injuries.
This is BBC's Martin Patience in Lagos, Nigeria. It's been another day of tense and deadly confrontations between Palestinians and Israelis, most of the attacking being done by the Palestinians. In one instance, a Palestinian man wearing a T-shirt with the word press written on it in large letters stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It was a honeymoon that Dr. Angelica Zen likely will never forget, not just because of the romantic Bali destination to which she traveled, but on the way home, a woman on the airplane had a baby.
My training is in internal medicine pediatrics, so we do adults and kids, but really no pregnant women at all. So since my training, we haven't done much OBGYN. I was a little bit nervous.
And why not? It was her first ever unassisted delivery of a newborn baby when the passenger suddenly went into labor, as she explained to KABC-TV. In Rutland, in Vermont, they're fed up with heroin addiction, so the whole community is sticking together trying to change things for people like former drug user Chelsea Cole.
I didn't grow up, when I was a kid, I didn't say I want to be an addict when I grow up, and I think people are starting to realize that.
Police say it's a very broad, multi-pronged effort, drug treatment program, social services, even new businesses and jobs, everything they say to fight addiction and the drug dealers. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and guest co-host Gary Hayward. 5 after 8 here on the 16th of October. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Eric, what's the weather look like here for the week?
Currently 63 outside. Today is going to get a high of 88, and tomorrow we're actually going to get some rain, chance of rain before 11, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11. Sunday mostly sunny with the high near 75. Monday, we're going to get up to 79, Tuesday, 86, Wednesday, 86, and Thursday, 86, so it's cooling down.
It sure is. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are cool. Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts, and veteran-owned business, by the way, who won an award for hiring a lot of veterans right down there, Chuck and Judy Kinney, nice. For small business. Give them a call at 365-3793. So I'm here with Gary Hayward, who is the general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino, and also the president of the Redding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation, a new title that you just acquired.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
That was
still
laid on you one day.
Yeah.
You just minding your own business, and somebody walked in and said, here.
Yeah. And Glenn was part to deal with that. You know.
And we have his cousin, Glenn Hayward. Good
He's
morning.
The right man for the job for that.
There you go. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm so happy you're here. And all this started, well, Gary comes on occasionally, but I can pin him down if he's in the state or, you know, that. We try to corner him and do a triangulation on him and then kind of work him toward the studio. But I went to the State of the Trot.
Mm-hmm.
And besides the fact that it's all the other things are going on, for some reason, and I think I knew about it, and of course, we know about the clinic for the Rain Rancheria for your employees and for, you know, for members of the tribe. But you announced that second clinic,
yes,
that day. That just blew me away, and I don't know if it blew everybody else away, but it should have if it didn't, because it is something for our community that is just outstanding. So, could you please explain to everybody what your new clinic is?
So, we're really excited to be opening up this new facility. It's the satellite facility of our current one that's on Liberty Street. It's in our old building over on Churn Creek. We spent about $300,000 remodeling it and getting it up to newer times. It was pretty run down after a while. Nobody's been in there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be opening on November 2nd. That's our grand opening day. And we're going to be open to only Medi-Cal patients in Shasta County.
Okay, so Medi-Cal patients in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, gosh, how many is that? Well, you've already signed up.
Well, there's about 60,000 Medi-Cal patients in Shasta County. We're taking 6,000 to start in our family practice side, but we have a prompt care that'll be open to all 60,000 patients.
Okay, now Medi-Cal is for people of lower incomes.
Correct. So people that are, you know, lower income, but also people who are on disability, single mothers, things like that. There's a wide range of criteria that fit into that, but mostly for the people that are just barely above federal poverty level.
So 60,000 out of a population of 190,000. Is that about right?
Yeah, definitely.
And in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My goodness. You know, and every time I hear that, and then it kind of puts into perspective some of the things that we see around here. Yeah, we've got 60,000 people on Medi-Cal. And when, you know, we just, I think, you know, so many of our problems could be fixed if the economy was fixed around here.
Right.
I mean, you guys are doing your part, obviously. Okay, so 6,000 patients signed up already for this?
Well, they're not signed up. They get assigned to us by Partnership Health.
Okay.
Partnership Health is the organization that is the they oversee the Medi-Cal population. They're the managed care component of Medi-Cal. So they assign patients when you get accepted to Medi-Cal. They assign you to primary care providers throughout the county. The problem is that there's a real access to care issue in Shasta County for patients that are on Medi-Cal. There's not enough family practice doctors. Shasta Community Health Center is full. They have a large patient population, so they're not accepting any new patients right now. So it's difficult for patients to even get in to see a doctor, even if they have insurance.
Well, no, and this is an ongoing problem, as we know, mm-hmm. is that and there's some doctors that won't accept it because the pay is low. The amount of money they make, or they're paid for these patients, is a lot lower. And frankly, if they just saw all Medi-Cal patients, they couldn't make it. They'd have to close their doors.
No.
So you've got that problem. And then you've got the problem of doctors leaving because of – and I can – I'm not going to blame it all on Obamacare because it's probably not all on Obamacare, but there's a lot of new owners or a lot of regulations on them they find are onerous. And so they end up getting out of private practice and maybe going to work for an HMO, or they just retire, mm-hmm. or they move their practice someplace, or they become a – concierge medicine,
urgent care.
Yeah, and like that. So when mm-hmm. you think about that, that just makes it worse for people that do have a, you know, that they're working hard, maybe have two jobs, but they, you know, that they fall under the, you know, in that Medi-Cal type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what? How come y'all decided to do this? I mean, this isn't mm-hmm. something that you needed to do.
Correct. It's not something we had to do or needed to do.
Yeah, I mean, this because you already had your...
It wasn't your idea?
No.
I'm just kidding.
You know, I think, you know, Partnership Health approached us almost a year ago because they knew that there was an access to care issue in this area. So I think that when they brought us to us, you know, our tribe has been compassionate and very forthright in that health care should be for everybody. And we've been doing it for about 23 years now. We do it really well over on our Liberty Street building. We take care of a large Native American population and their dependents. So we felt we could get in and do this. And we just went in with a simple goal of compassionate care in the dignity and respect that you deserve. And that's an easily attainable goal.
But the reality is, Carl, he's doing it. And without him in that job, we wouldn't be doing it because he's that good.
We've got a really good team over there.
Yeah. Well, and a good leader always team. A good leader always talks about how great his team is, but it's the leader that puts his team together.
Yep.
You know, and if the you know if the team that you surround yourself, I always like to have people around me that know a lot more than I do, which is easy for me. Maybe not too easy for you two guys.
No,
but
that's a good philosophy. It makes me look good. I have a lot of smart people that know how to do that as well.
Yeah, if people ask me a question, I know I like to think of it as I've got a lot of knowledge. It's like an inch deep, mm-hmm. so I can answer the first question. You know, I'm like the Rio Grande. You know, I am you know a mile wide and an inch deep. Here is that I can answer questions on a lot of different subjects, especially after 6 years in radio. But you start peeling that onion, and about that third question, I pick up a phone and ask somebody. So that's the way it works with us. And I agree. You know what? This is the greatest nation in the world. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have anybody that doesn't have that's not able to have health care. You know, especially children and elderly mm-hmm. people. And you know, the question is how do we do it in such a way? Sure. But you all are taking this on. This is obviously not a money making proposition there.
You know, it's not, but any revenue we do generate goes right back into the system and provide more services, different services, and even better services for the population that we're serving. So it's just about the more people we see, the more money we can put back into adding different services, whether it's specialty care like podiatry, cardiology, mm-hmm. orthopedics, all that will just build over time over the next year. And, we're going to take care of some people and give them the best patient care they can.
Okay, now, are you all open yet?
November 2nd.
November 2nd.
Mm-hmm. We're doing the final touches now. Furniture's all in, new flooring, and trying to get all the IT infrastructure up.
That's like right around the corner, like tomorrow.
You know, that's like
Monday we have
here.
All the team arrive.
So see, today is the 16th, so that's 1, 2. Oh, my goodness, that's like 3 weeks from now.
Yes. The difficult time was getting all the providers because there's just a limited number of ones in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we finally signed the last one yesterday, a new medical director. So we are excited to have him on board and the rest of the team that we've hired. So it's going to be great.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Glenn Hayward, who is running the – what's the clinic called?
Churn Creek Healthcare.
As the man who's running the Churn Creek Health Club, which is an offshoot of the Redding Rancheria, and of course Gary Hayward's here, who has got several titles that are too numerous to mention here. But
we all wear a lot of hats.
They all wear a lot of hats.
Glenn
too.
Glenn's a tribal council member as well.
I saw him
recently reelected. So.
Oh, okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Started the business 6 years ago, has become a great success. Because John Bastiani believes in customer service and always having the guns that people want, whether it's a pistol, a rifle, shotgun, that, all the shooting accessories, optics, rangefinders, holsters, gun cases, and ammunition, all of that. Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or check them out at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with Bottomless Mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward here. Gary's my guest host today, and from being the general manager of Wind River Resort and Casino, and now the president of the Redding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation, and we're here with Glenn Hayward, his cousin. I'm seeing a trend here in these names. Who is the? I guess you're. What are you? The CEO?
No, I'm the executive director of healthcare services.
Of healthcare services for
Redding Rancheria.
For Redding Rancheria, and talking about the new clinic.
And he's a tribal council.
tribal council member. He was just re-elected in there.
Yes.
Good. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Now, at 290, it's at 299 in Deschutes, right in Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated, which we really like. Plus, it's either the world's largest convenience store or the smallest supermarket you're ever going to see. But they have it all there, including over 250 different kinds of beer. Different kinds of beer. Not 250 beers. Different kinds of beer. Kyle.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, prides himself on finding beers from all over the world.
Wow.
And it could be anywhere from a six-pack to, cases or more. But he has that there. Barbecue on Fridays. In fact, go down and get your barbecue today so you can be watching football weekend or going out and going to the fights over at Wind River.
This weekend.
And
Saturday.
They've got it all. Again, locally owned, run by father-son, 299 in Deschutes and Bella Vista. Your one-stop shop on the way to the lake or just anywhere. Okay. We were talking about the new clinic.
Yes.
But that's just one of the ideas that you all have got percolating now. Tell people about the Health Village.
So this is another concept that the tribe has been working for. We just finished our strategic plan, and that was something that our members and the community felt that we needed to be moving towards. Our tribal council is very supportive of that idea. And ultimately it will be a Health Village concept down across the creek from Wind River Casino. We have some land there that will bring in different facets of healthcare, from physical therapy to chiropractor to yoga to walking trails to orchards, the whole component of bringing healthcare together and centralizing everything so you can have a very integrated approach to healthcare. That's the best way. Preventative is always better than reactive healthcare.
Oh, yeah. So how big is this going to be?
You know,
several acres? Or
I think, what do we have down
there?
We're
located, it's 63 acres. And the core of that is where it would be located.
Okay.
But what I want Glenn to kind of talk a little more about is the Health Village concept. It's a little different than like now. Everything's compacted into one building. So with the Health Village, you have specialties that
right.
are segregated to their own.
It's more
space,
of like
right?
a campus style where, you know, you come in, you have a centralized area for your medical, your dental, but then we have pods that you can move to for community health, for diabetes care. The gymnasium, a gym for working out, an orchard
yeah.
where eventually providers can, you know, if you are low in iron, obviously we can treat that medically with Western medicine, but we can also write you a script for some iron-rich vegetables. You go out there and that'll be given to you. So these are the concepts that
Pretty
we're
cool.
talking about.
That's really cool.
That bring it all together.
Try and do it with your diet and exercise before you go into the drugs.
It's all about the preventative cares. Is the focus,
it's
really.
Well, that's one of the things that you all do. You know, you've got that, you've got your health program there
mm-hmm.
that where, you know, people can work out at the gym and, exercise, lose weight. And
we do two competitions a year, and they actually win money in the competitions. And yeah. it's grown, and it's a WinFit competition that we put on. And there's a weight side to it, and there's a fitness side to it, and it's growing.
It is.
It's pretty cool.
I think that your concept of what you're talking about here is a great concept. That you want to work with people and say exercise, good diet, sleep,
mm-hmm.
These kind of things, stretching, yoga, to take care of a lot of maladies that you're having but can be cured that way before you have to go on to the big thing.
There. Absolutely.
So, that sounds like a pretty big complex there.
It will be. We have got just initial drawings, looking for placeholders, trying to see where it's all going to fit. But as we move to that, we still have some more work with our membership. We've got to get some more ideas from them. But we've taken a large approach of getting everybody's input and build this to meet the needs of our tribal members and our Native American population and the community as a whole.
Okay, so the community as a whole will be able to do this?
Well, we haven't approached that because we have the satellite seal that we have
okay.
now. So
right.
we're hoping that that will just continue to grow and we can run that as another entity.
Okay.
And so we have entertained the concept of putting everything down there. But, you know, the Liberty Street or the downtown location is more suitable for the Medi-Cal population because that's where most of
that's true.
It's the largest population
Much more convenient
there.
For them.
Well, it's easier for them to get to it.
It
right.
is. And it's right next to a hospital. You have access to services there. It works well.
Yeah.
It's a good location.
Well, you know what? I find this, I just found it really interesting that you all did this and for our community out there. And, you know, 6,000 have signed up for the care. The fact that you're going to be, you said you're looking at maybe expanding In the next few years on, on hours
I
and
think
stuff?
That we are going to be so busy that we'll have to start expanding it next year. We've already looked at that and entertained some ideas, but we got to get the doors open and start seeing some patients first.
Well, and what's awesome, too, Carl, is that none of this is for profit. It was to take care of it. This is all going right back in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I didn't say that loud enough, but, you didn't do this to make money off it. This is... All the money's being plowed right back into it. It's a nonprofit. Did you have to import doctors in?
We didn't have to import doctors. We got providers that are all locally. One of the great things about working for the Raiding Rancheria is our benefit package and the fact that we do really try to balance life. And it doesn't matter if you're a facilities worker or a doctor or a pharmacist or dentist. Everybody wants to balance life and be home with their family at night. So we have a competitive wage, and then we offer benefits as paid holidays. Doctors and nurse practitioners aren't getting that at the hospital systems. They work you, and they work you. That's just kind of the way it is.
Mm-hmm. 13 paid holidays.
13 paid holidays.
Plus, at the end of the month, we have employee wellness, where it's 2 days of guest speakers, massages, and our employees get paid for that as well. So.
That's good stuff. I'll have to invite you for the next one.
Please. Are you kidding? I want a job as a dealer. I'm coming down. I'll be here. Here's my application.
There you go.
I'll start after the show in the morning, come down there and just deal. And I sit there and get that look on, get that my little green eye shade there. All right. Oh, by the way.
What happened?
By the way, buddy.
I heard.
Thanks a lot for being
here. Got you.
No, it was Nigel Skeet, the photographer, the homeless rock.
Yeah.
Oh, he put me out because I was watching because you practice for like an hour. I was watching Skeet bet. He was betting everything on nothing. So I had pocket aces. And there was, I think it. He ended up having 4/10.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, and it put me out of the game. And
I couldn't believe that Maria actually, she got second.
She got second. Second or third, yeah. She was in it. And I think Pete made it all the way to the end, too. But I'm not sure. But I know that there's one guy who's a sandbagger. He probably worked for the casino and probably taught people how. No, I was out first of everybody. Everybody. I just kind of went, wow. I really thought I could win on that one, 2 pair, aces and tens, and he's got four tens. Anyway.
That's an ego buster, right?
Not really.
I know.
Okay.
Let's be honest here, Carl.
I know, his tears were going on. No, I'd like to stay for brunch, but I'm going to go home now, and watch football. Okay. It is important, though, that this new health service is a nonprofit. You found your doctors from around here because I heard
they're all local.
Mm-hmm. That it's getting harder and harder. I heard that one of the hospitals here is really looking for doctors and bringing doctors in here.
Oh, I think both hospitals are. They're building foundations and they're recruiting heavily to get doctors into their foundations, but they're also sucking up what few doctors are left in the community. There's a number of reasons why they want to get out of private practice, whether it's new regulations, they're older, and now they have EHR, electronic health record requirements that are huge investments. And
horrendous.
So why would you do that when you're in your 60s? So there's lots of different things. So we're competing against Shasta County Health Centers trying to recruit doctors, both hospitals, Mercy and Shasta Regional. Everybody's trying to get what doctors we have here. So we got all of ours from here.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're here and they like it here. And like you said, you have, probably really good packages that you all give.
It is good. But, they're also vested in the community. You don't have to worry about them leaving a year because you recruit them. They're here. Their family's here. Their kids are going to school. Take care of the community.
Yeah. And, if they're getting paid a good wage and they're doing things, doing their job, which is what I find most of, because I've got two doctors in my family. They end up doing so much other stuff that has nothing to do with treating people. They're there doing electronic health records because they have to check them, and then they're in there 7 days a week, 6 days a week, and it's just getting harder, especially as they get older.
I think that's the bummer part of healthcare is you used to have a doctor and you had the doctor forever. And my doctor retired a couple of years back, Dr. McCabe, but he'd been with me since I was born, basically. And then when I went to the replacement, I was like, he didn't even know me, and I felt it was really an odd.
Yeah.
And this guy he got out at a good time because all the changes came after. But, I talked to the guys who were trying to survive out there. All this extra BS they have to.
All these new electronic reporting codes, I'm sure you're all over
the ICD-10, we just went live
with that. It's like, what is it, 4,000 or?
Well, we went from about, I would say, maybe 20,000 to 70,000 new codes.
And one of them I saw was treating somebody that was injured while on burning water skis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that was one of them, I think. Yeah. It was, I mean, just because there's a code for everything.
Right.
If you don't code it right, you don't get paid.
That's it.
Then you got to go back and recode it. I mean, you're right. This is why a lot of people are just going, you know what, it's going to be easier, which maybe is maybe the, not to sound paranoid, but maybe that's the bottom line. So we just push people into.
Well, I think partially it is. It's a cost-saving measure because you do have, you know, physicians who are not diagnosing appropriately, but you also does help. In the electronic record that you have a more specific disease that has been diagnosed appropriately. So it's a balance, and you got to find that. But we try to create that environment at the health center where our doctors just see patients. They take care of patients. We handle everything else for them so they don't have to worry about dealing with all the other regulations and everything else.
Well,
so
that's what's nice about coming. I went back to the clinic and started, and Dr. Davis is a guy who I see. And they spend the time with you that the doctors used to. It's not a wham, bam, see ya. You know, it's
Our shortest appointment is 20 minutes.
The longest I've ever had a doctor is right here, and he's at the VA, Dr. Tim Plotto. Because being in the military, I had every time you go in, you get a different doctor. But here, once I went to the VA, he's been my doctor for 8 years. I mean,
oh, nice.
And yeah, and because he knows who I am. He knows, you know, where I am, and you know, physically, and all these things. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And he sends me, you know, hey, come on, you know, set up an appointment, come back in. It's time for your physical. Okay. Mm-hmm. Things like that. But that's good to have doctors like that you can go to all the time, and because they do learn, and most of them can't spend the time they used to.
Right.
No, they can't.
Down to like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm here with Glenn Hayward, who is the director of all the Redding Rancheria Medical, right?
Yes.
And then, and you just started this new clinic for Medicaid patients or Medi-Cal patients right here in town. It's a nonprofit thing. All the money that they get from the Gov is going to go right back into the program, and it's going to help 6,000 people right at the beginning. 6,000 people. To be signed up. I mean, I just think this is fantastic. And, of course, Gary Hayward's here with me, too. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The San Francisco Opera's production of Showboat is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen. This true classic of American musical theater is a tale of life on the Mississippi, a poignant love story, and a powerful reminder of the bitter legacy of racism. Showboat, Sunday, October 18th at 2 p.m. at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.com.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump?
Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward here as my co-host, and Assistant Chief Todd Garr of the California Highway Patrol just stopped by to say hello. newly promoted Assistant Chief, so that's kind of cool. And we're here with Glenn Hayward, and we're talking what's going on with Rancheria, but especially on the health side of it. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold.
Yes.
Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. And you can't find a better place to get your haircut. And you head on down the street and you'll see Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy there. And on the walls is just like a history of everybody that's been in the service. Their photos are up on the wall there. And you come in, get a hug, and you have breakfast or lunch right there at Classic Cafe. We're talking about the new clinic, and well, I'm going to talk some more too about the Economic Development Corporation you've got going here. But somebody asked a question: is the clinic available to Medicare patients?
Right now, it's not available to Medicare patients. There's a lengthy process of going through Medicare to get contracted with them, and we wanted to get this facility up and running. So we're looking at that for next year to try and start that contracting process. It is just it's labor-intensive. Anytime you're dealing with the government, there's lots of stuff you got to jump through. So we'll probably look at that hopefully next year. That'll be up to our tribal council and our executive team to make that decision, but hopefully we can get there. We didn't contract with anybody other than just Partnership Health for Medi-Cal right now.
I'm just throwing this in because it's near and dear to my heart, but TRICARE,
yes,
which is another, you know, it's for the, you know, military dependents or retirees. There's hard finding places that take TRICARE for, you know, your, you know, for.
So I'm not really familiar with TRICARE.
Well, TRICARE is if you're on active duty and you're you can be seen at the base in the hospital.
Okay.
And but if you live out in town because they don't have enough facilities to take all the dependents, then they're put on TRICARE. TRICARE is an insurance, medical insurance, mm-hmm. that government takes care of, you know, all of that. Now, they also have copays and all these things. When you retire, you go on to TRICARE. So when you go into or medically retired or anything, you've got TRICARE. Now, some of us can be seen at the VA because of our past life and injuries, but like Linda, she's on TRICARE. So finding a doctor's out there that take TRICARE is difficult too, because there's not that many of them that really even understand it when you're not around a base and stuff.
I wasn't familiar with
that. It's been since you it was called something else when you were in.
Okay.
You know, that would treat you for, you know, 90 days after you got out, and it was that thing. I can't remember what it is, what they used to call it, but now it's CHAMPUS. Heard of CHAMPUS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, TRICARE is CHAMPUS.
Okay.
To go from CHAMPUS.
Gotcha.
So is that something that might happen in the future too, or do you know?
I don't know about TRICARE. I think that we got to take them one at a time. I think the next underserved or sensitive population, I should say, would be the Medicare population, because they're our elderly population. So you have a lot of patients that are Medicare, Medi-Cal. So you have an elderly population that's very fragile. So we would like to eventually get there, but we just wanted to get the doors open, see if we can manage the number of Medi-Cal patients that are in this area alone, and then try to expand from there.
I'm still blown away that there's 60,000 Medi-Cal patients in this county of 193,000 or something like that. Wow, you know. It's
crazy.
A third of the people here. Okay, let's switch over a little bit here to the Economic Development Corporation.
Okay,
things that I know that y'all are trying to put everything into two lines of authority. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, we want to have the enterprise side and the government side. And currently, the casino is kind of in the middle, and it reports directly to the tribe, to the council, mm-hmm. and to the membership. And we want to get all the enterprise under one roof and then all the governments under one roof now. It'll be that easier to distinguish between the two, you know, when we're looking at things.
It'll make decision process a lot easier because you both still go to the council.
Yes. So. Everything goes to the membership at some point. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that I like about the tribe is the people really do run the show at the end of the day. And we cater to the people like we wish our government did for us.
That would be nice, right? That would be nice before they make a decision that they'd say come to us. Well, so what do you think of that? Well, I don't like that decision.
Our constituents can call us anytime, any day, and we're there for them. Absolutely. You know, and it's how it should be. You know, it keeps us on our toes, keeps us doing things right too, and you're always cognizant of that. You know, and what's cool about economic development side is a lot of people in the community don't know it, but we have a mini mart corporation, a hotel corporation, a golf course corporation, a construction corporation, a leasing corporation,
and a
utility corporation.
You do leasing?
We do a little bit of leasing, but we're getting more into the property management here soon. So,
so you have your own electric company?
Yeah, actually, it sounds kind of crazy, but mm-hmm. we buy wholesale from the city, mm-hmm. and we wield it to the rancheria through our utility corporation,
right.
And we're hoping that as we get into other things that we can have it at our other properties too. But it's working out really well, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, we're not
you know what? People have a tendency to think. I mean, I know how diverse you are because you and I have lunch together and we talk about these things. But I think most people think Ready Rancheria, they think casino, and that's it.
Yeah,
you know that's in their heads. Mm-hmm. You know because they have their own casino and blah blah blah. They're not realizing the other ways that you help our community,
right.
and other ways you reach out into our community and provide services and by hiring people, paying taxes, everything mm-hmm. like this. The Health Village, good example. The clinic you're putting out now.
Yes.
On that is, and then anything that you all are building in the future, of course, you put people to work, more people to work too. How many people work for y'all right now?
Total, I'm going to guesstimate.
Yeah.
Close to 700.
Okay.
That's a good number, I think.
And I think during the State of the Tribe, it said something about how many millions of dollars that y'all push into the economy here. And I can't remember that number, but it was like 12 or 15. So I don't know, it was a lot of money going back in the economy from the Rancheria and the Economic Development Corporation.
Well, our payroll at the casino alone is $13 million a year.
A year. Okay, so you figure people paying taxes on that
and
all that. I mean, it's a big part.
Goods and services, we keep it at, we're literally average 90, 95% is local. The only things we don't go local with are things we can't, which are like specialty things, you know. Like Glenn might have to order some equipment from
medical supplies.
Yeah,
typically.
There's some gaming things that only that aren't located locally, but we keep it local.
90 to 95%.
Oh yeah, and we focus on that because everything the tribe does, we try to keep it local because the way we look at it is what we give mm-hmm. back comes back, and it's just how we've. Do things, you know, and we've always done that. And at the end of the day, that's how it's supposed to be, right? We're supposed to try to keep the community.
Well, that's the idea. Is one of the things that when we started the station, mm-hmm. and y'all have been supporters of us for a long time, is buy local, stay local. If you can't find it local, then you go to a big box store because at least they're paying taxes here, and you know they've hired people from here. But never go online, ever, because we don't get anything from that. But your 90 to 95% is a huge thing. I don't know how many other people do that in this town that have a big operation running like you all do.
And any
projects expanding.
Any projects we have is the same thing. When we hire a contractor, we tell them mm-hmm. you have to hire local. You need to reach out into what we have and to every extent, and it's got to be local, you know. And it works out well. Which Gifford's been a big. One of our contractors we've had the most lately, and they've just done a great. And they believe in that too, so it's been good.
Yeah.
The bottom line, we all live in this community,
yep.
So let's try. And make
Why
it
not
a
make
place.
This community a better place mm-hmm. to live? Right. And there's things about like we met some people that just moved here, and last night, and they said, "Oh no, we love this place, but there's more crime than we thought there'd be." And I thought about it, and I thought, well, things have changed a lot in the last 5 years, you know, with the AB, you know, 109, and then that Prop 74, 47 was letting people out, in the fact that we have a bunch of generous people in our area.
Maybe too generous sometimes,
yeah. And that has people here. I mean, y'all were talking. I know you've had fires on your property that just from illegal camps down
there. Oh, yeah. Well, and then what Glenn deals with over at the Liberty side, there's an issue, the homeless stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's everybody is dealing with that now.
Yeah.
I have seen an improvement, though.
I said that the other day. It seems like I'm seeing less people.
I have seen
than before. So, but I don't know how. I don't know where they're going to because the weather's still good.
Right.
Unless they're just being moved, you know, from spot to spot to spot. And
but I was wondering too because normally it's got to get colder.
Well, that's what Chief Paletti always says. Is that he says if we can have a really cold, wet winter, that'll take. Well, that just chases people away to the south into other places. They winter in, you know, in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break here.
Palm Springs.
This portion of the show is brought, well, you know, they're standing in the corner making $200 a day. You know, they go back, get into their Range Rover car and drive down to Palm Springs where they've got a winter house down there. They've got their own winter clothing down for Palm Springs where they beg on the corners, and it's the signs are on nice white, you know, plasterboard there, and with a little eraser, you can just change things as people go by.
I've heard they advertise Reading, you know, for the homeless, different states. So I don't know.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business. Martin and his people have been in the business up here for HVAC, heating and cooling for over 20 years. He voted the best in the North State, Alliance Heating and Air, and I can tell you why. He cares. He cares about the people that he helps. He cares about his employees. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Glenn and Gary Hayward. No, they're not a dancing, they're not a singing group that's just come through here. We'll be right back.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buenaventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino?
The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
Fight Night 32. This intense, action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center.
On Saturday, October 17th at 7:30, it's in the cage.
Full contact fight.
sky, no limits.
Bringing you another night of extreme fighting and ready. Amateur title and pro fights.
This event sells out.
Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 17th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now.
Online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 32
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel,
call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to winriver.com. Cage fights are better at the river.
Be better for you than football.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Bott here on Friday, the 16th of October, with Gary Hayward, my co-host. Gary is, for people that maybe don't know this, but is the general manager out at Wind River Casino and Resort, but also the president of the Redding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation. And we're here with his cousin, Glenn Hayward, who heads up all of the medical questions and facilities and all the at Redding Rancheria also.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we talked about the new clinic you're opening up and how you're expanding out in the Health Village. And things, you know, now with the on the economic development side of it. And I was quite surprised to hear all the things you all have gotten into out here.
Yeah, we don't talk about it very much, and but you know, we're going to start getting out there more, I think, as we move forward. I think the big thing we want the community to know is that everything we do and when we do it, we think about the community. When we're planning things, when we're thinking about things, we think about, first off, how is this going to benefit the community and how is it going to integrate with the community? We never do anything without thinking about that because we all live here. We're all, you know, we all work together. We all live together. We want things to, you know, we want our kids to stay here too, just like everybody else. We want to create things that keep our families here, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, if they go off someplace and get their degree, then they come back
right
to a job. Here,
right.
And it's not working at the casino.
Right.
It's working at one of the other divisions of your planning
right.
there.
I mean, it all kind of, the casino was something to help us get everything kind of going.
Right.
It was a nice catalyst mm-hmm. for that. But at the end of the day, we are not putting our eggs in one basket because gaming's going to change. Gaming was something to help us get some things going.
Absolutely.
But we're not counting on it in the future.
And unfortunately, some of the Native Americans, that's all they have.
It is.
And it's not going to last, because you're right. There'll be changes here. Online gambling, when it comes.
I mean, online gaming?
That can take online gaming.
Eventually, the state's going to say, hey, you know, we're going to open this up for everybody, because there's money in it for them, too, on the tax side.
You know? If you follow it all the way back, it's always about that. Anytime you see people doing something, I mean, you may think that, oh, they're doing it, you know, the state. Oh, they're doing it for this reason. No, it's always to get money.
Right.
Because they need to keep to run all their programs.
Right.
That we know so
especially
much about.
Especially their benefit programs.
Their benefit programs. No, you're not. Too bad they don't pay that much for their veterans as they do for other people. But,
that's
okay. Then what can we see here in the next 6 months?
The next six months, the big thing is going to be what's going on with our health care.
Okay.
You know, that's the big thing. And then I think you're going to see, probably in the next 6 months, too, you're going to see some discussion about the Health Village as far as what it's going to be, too. Because we're getting closer to, for instance, our connection, our bridge that we're working on, things like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to start coming out. I mean, mm-hmm. Glenn could say more to that, but we're getting ready to start letting the public know where we're going with that. You know, it's becoming more of a reality now.
Well, I think, were people surprised like I was when you talked about the new clinic opening?
I think a lot of people were surprised that we were getting into that type of business and doing that, especially since we had no obligation to do it. And so I think that's surprising to people. But, you know, as a tribe itself, like Gary said, we look to make our community better because we all live here. We want our kids to stay here. We want this to be a better place. And this is one avenue to do it. It's just a small piece, but healthcare makes a difference in people's lives.
It does. What do you see as what do you see the biggest problems are facing our community right now? I know that healthcare is one of them. Obviously, you started this, but what do you see as problems that are facing our community?
Well, for me personally, it evolves around healthcare, and I think it evolves around mental health. There's no access to good,
I agree with
quality
on
mental health care services here, other than what I, you know, with than at our Liberty Street building. We have a great mental health program at our facility. So I think that the community-wide, there's not a good access for patients to get quality mental health care. And there's because there's lots of reasons. There's a stigma to that. People think it's something different. But really, mental illness is a medical condition. It's the same as somebody who has cardiac disease or emphysema. We have to treat it and think of it that way, that it's a medical condition that we're not treating. And that exacerbates whatever problem they already have.
I thoroughly agree with that.
No, and you know, it's something that, you know, everybody's been hammering Trump for what he says. And I kind of dig the stuff he's been saying. But something he did say when they were trying to pin him down on the gun control was he said the bigger issue is the mental health issue. It is. It's a huge issue. You know, when they did away with it, people don't realize when they start doing away with it. During the Clinton years, they kind of started doing away with that stuff. People don't realize, and I'm not trying to get political here, but we had to take that burden on as business owners, as the community, and no one thought about the aftermath of that. And we're dealing with it now.
And we haven't done a good job at it.
No.
And because at one time, statistics are sticking a little bit with me, but it's like 580,000 beds for mentally ill people for inpatient help, down to 27,000 now. Because a lot of it is that you can't put people into the into the institutions. Under, I think Reagan was one of the ones that signed that, is that you can't force people to be inside a mental institution if they're capable of taking care of themselves. So they get out, they don't take their meds, and now they become incapable again. One of the things that Chief Pelletti says is, I need a sobering tank or sobering area and a mental health facility together.
Mm-hmm.
He said that would take so much off the officers because, as we know, many of the mentally ill end up in jail or in the emergency rooms. And there's one that's been in there for 27 days.
Sure.
Because they can't. They were so bad they can't get them into a regular clinic. So I would think that if somebody put together, and I understand we've got some clinics here in Shasta County that are starting to open up a few beds, but yeah, probably a 50 bed mental facility here in town, you know, where you can take, you know, people can come in and be seen, would probably do a lot to ending a lot of the problems.
You just need that,
problems,
you know, that crisis stabilization unit, someplace where they can go, where officers can take patients to, and there's people there that can medically clear them and just get them back de-escalated.
Right.
Treat their acute issues, so we're not taking up emergency room beds, we're not taking up hospital beds, because, you know, when we're trying to send patients from emergency rooms here, we're competing to everybody to try and get into those locked psych facilities.
Sure.
And, you know, they're looking for the easiest patient to take care of, so if this patient has mental illness plus several other organic issues, they're not going to take them. It's just too difficult.
And you're right. The fact is that if they're a tough case, that's why they have them there for 21 days or 27 mm-hmm. days, is that they couldn't find a place until he got so stabilized. They could move him so he's no longer a danger to the people around him.
Mm-hmm. And ER medicine is expensive medicine.
Oh.
So it's just,
yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay. Well, so can we expect to see a 100-bed facility here in the next couple of years?
That would be nice.
I don't think you need a 100-bed facility. I think you need a good, strong crisis stabilization center. It's
okay. Well,
because when you're talking to those inpatients, you're talking legality, you're talking 5150s. What we need is a place where we can get them de-escalated and get them back out taking care of themselves.
I don't know if you heard the gentleman that came up from San Antonio with how they've dropped their transient problem. They cut them by like 80%. And the problems they're having because of something like this, that they have facilities that they can de-escalate things.
Sure.
So it's what you're talking about is the same thing that's been working for them. Mm-hmm. And you get them, once you get them de-escalated, then you move them into almost like into a dormitory mm-hmm. where they get help, long-term help. And most of them, it's got like an 80%, which is huge.
That's awesome.
Success rate.
Right. I mean,
because they de-escalated at first, mm-hmm. got them, you know, cleaned them up, let them, you know, get that first, some of the coming down off drugs for a few days, get them cleaned up, and then offer them this chance to go on with their lives, and it's worked.
And that's the only way you're going to make it work, and that's the way we've done it at their Liberty Street building. It's really integrated because you can medicate the entire population, but you have to get to the root of the problem. So that's why we incorporate therapy sessions. We have counselors. We have marriage family therapists, psychologists. We got to find out why, what's causing this. Something happened to you. So you have to bring both pieces together. You have a doctor manage the medications, and you have a therapist who gets to the root problem. That's how you fix people and make them better. You can't just medicate everybody and send them on the street because they're going to have issues. They have to have coping measures.
they'll stop. They'll stop taking their medication.
Right.
As soon as you start feeling better, you stop taking. Everybody does that. You know, even if you're on a blood pressure pill, oh, I'm feeling better. Well, I'm not going to take it now.
I won't take that for a year. Oh, look, he's dead. Thank you so much, both of y'all, for coming here, because it's really important that our community, you know more about the Ready Rancheria and what y'all are doing. And this one here was just a natural when I heard about the clinic and, doing this for the love of your community, essentially. Well, it is that, because you want the community to be a better place.
Absolutely.
And I think that's in the bottom of your hearts and in the forefront of your minds.
It
always. Because you live here and you want your kids to grow up to be in a good community.
Yep.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well,
it was a great day.
Right. It's always fun coming.
You got to come back again. We'll get into something a little more, a little more political like this.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. All right. Hey, everybody have a great weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on, as you probably know. Remember Linda singing for brunch at View 202 this weekend from 11 to 1.
And Lady Boss is still at the river.
And she's going to be there November the 5th. She's coming back for that.
First Thursday of the month.
And I tell you, they rock down there. Nice. I don't know if you had a chance to go, but we put up usually a huge table, a community table, and everybody can sit there.
Oh, that's great.
Come on down, because we have a great time there. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a muddy mess along a stretch of Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles. A ferocious rainstorm sending a torrent of mud and debris onto the highway, blocking the road and stranding hundreds of motorists.
It was very, very scary.
All the mud just came from right here and just wedged us in.
Those drivers talking with KNBC-TV.
We did have several locations where there were cars that just felt, I guess, people in the cars that felt that they could get across the area or just felt like they needed to. And then they got trapped.
National Weather Service meteorologist Kathy Hoxie says there's more rain in the forecast for later in the day. A jet tanker from Tennessee is being brought in to help crews battling a stubborn wildfire. It's burning about 40 miles southeast of Austin, Texas. The blaze has charred more than 6 square miles. It's only about 25% contained. Republican presidential contender Jeb Bush sounding